welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a health and mindset coach for women with autoimmune disease just like you. I absolutely love helping you tap into your self-healing power, uncover the energetic side of healing, and release limiting beliefs around your body and your life. Think of this podcast as everything you wouldn't hear at your doctor's office. It's a place for empowered souls to move beyond food and heal themselves on a soul level. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. Hello and welcome. Today I want to talk to you guys about how the only cure for fear is action. So first of all, we can always find something to be afraid of. We can always find excuses on why we can't do something. Like this live video right now. You guys, my face has been breaking out in this eczema-like rash for over a week now. And my normal feeling of frustration around my skin always wrestles back up because my skin is such a detector for me and my health. Like some people get headaches, some people get stomach aches. Mine always shows up in my skin. This is how my body communicates with me. And so then my old limiting beliefs came back up as well. And they said, hey, you can't go live. You can't speak out. You have to stay small and quiet because your skin is not perfect, girl. You have a rash today. You can't do big things because your skin has a rash on it. You guys can probably not even see this rash, okay? So my voice, though, says go into your hole, Sarah. It's safe in your hole. And basically never come back out because even if the rash was gone and healed, there's always going to be something else to be afraid of. You guys feel me? So it might not be my skin next time. Maybe it'll be that the lighting is bad, or I think my community won't take me seriously if the lighting's not perfect, or I could make a million excuses about how I don't know enough to speak out and to teach, and I'm afraid that I might mess up, or whatever that voice is, okay? But that is all bullshit. Yes, total BS, my friends. That's your fear voice. That's your inner gremlin. And it does mean well. Your body is not against you. It does mean well. But it is not supporting your growth or your ascension or your healing. It's the voice that makes you settle. It says, okay, well, my skin has this rash on it. So I'll settle for where I am today. No need to change anything or go live or spread my message. And this shows up everywhere in our lives. Your voice might say, okay, well, I don't have a huge savings, so I better not invest in anything, even if that means that more money could come back in return as a result of investing in that thing. Or by investing in that thing, I could actually heal my limiting money beliefs. Or your voice might say, okay, well, I shouldn't sign up for that course or hire that practitioner or hire that coach because what if I don't like her? Or what if she tells me to do something that I don't want to do? Or she wants me to think differently? Scary, scary, scary stuff, right? What are your biggest fears? Drop them below. Put them in the comments. What are your biggest fears? And they don't even have to be like that big, like life or death fear. It can be the little things that show up as well. And then I want you to ask yourself, how are they showing up in your life? Okay, so what is the fear and how is it showing up in your life? How is this fear restricting you? In what way is it restricting you? How is it holding you back? How is this affecting you in a negative way? Okay, and then try to explain. You can write this down, you can put this in the comments. Explain, how is this restricting you? In all the different ways, how is this affecting your life? So if I didn't show up live today and I wasn't talking to you because I was afraid about what someone might think about my skin, first of all, I'm not going to show up live, right? But then there's other repercussions of that as well. I wouldn't have a business if I didn't show up live. If I, every time I had one little zit or a rash in my face, didn't show up live, I, like, this wouldn't be the business that it is. And if I didn't show up live, I wouldn't build trust in my community. If I didn't show up live, I wouldn't be able to share my heart. I wouldn't be able to align with what I feel is my soul's purpose. So Chelsea has a good one here. The fear is being a good mom. And how's it showing up? As she says, it's being obsessive, comparing, overthinking, and doubting herself. Exactly. And so those are obviously restricting, right? If she's obsessive over something, or she's constantly comparing herself and feeling like she has to compare herself to maybe other moms, or overthinking what's a good mom do versus what's a bad mom do, and doubting herself, that's going to restrict her not only in the way she shows up as a mom, but also the way that she shows up and how she feels about herself as well. So I want you to really think about this in the big picture. How is this fear showing up in your life? How is it restricting you potentially in many, many, many ways? And I want to support all of you through these fears, but I need you to know something first, that it's going to take some action. So we all know the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results, right? This can also be applied in the reverse. What's insanity? Not doing anything over and over and over again and still expecting something to change. Do any of you resonate with that? Does that kind of like not feel so good? Maybe you realize that you're doing that. It's not doing the same thing over and over and not getting different results. It's just not doing anything and expecting things to still change. So the law of attraction is this beautiful, powerful thing, but it also requires a little dose of aligned action. So how does action cure your fear? Well, first of all, it gets you out of the cycle of stagnant energy. If you do nothing, nothing changes. Like the earth is still going to spin and the cars are still going to drive on the street maybe, but like the world's going to keep happening around you, but you're not going to see those big changes that you desire in your life, that you're craving, but not taking action on. So this is one of the antidotes to fear. Take action. So if you've been wanting to release this anger inside of you, but all you've been doing is just wishing that it goes away, wishing for things to happen, and not trying or implementing any tools, then your anger is probably still there, right? So something needs to change to shift this pattern that you've developed in your life. Have you guys heard this statistic that 90% of our thoughts are the same every single day? Holy shit, right? So yeah, we're thinking most of the same things every single day. So if Chelsea was afraid of being a good mom yesterday, she's probably still afraid of being a good mom today. If I was afraid of going live because of a rash in my face, probably still gonna be afraid about it today unless we take action on it, okay? And so here's me, this is me trying to take action on my fears. And if you didn't love the way that you felt yesterday, then you probably aren't going to love the way that you feel a day unless you change something. So this goes to all of you out there. That does not mean that you have to quit your job, or that you have to sell your house, or that you have to buy a one-way plane ticket to somewhere. It can be as simple as deciding to change your thoughts, to not have the same 90% of thoughts every day, and maybe start to sway the ratio a bit. It can be as little as expanding your awareness of what you're afraid of. You've already started to do that by answering those questions I previously asked you. Or it might be implementing a new tool or creating a new ritual. So action cures fear by releasing the pattern and changing the energy of it. It's the antidote to fear. It's likely the opposite of what you want to do and what the ego is telling you to do, but the way out is through. Have you guys seen that Will Smith video? He goes skydiving, and it's kind of like this overlap of him skydiving with him speaking at some event, okay? It's like a one-minute video. Maybe there's a longer version of it. But I follow him on Instagram, and I just think he posts amazing things. And I actually played this video in my yoga class the other night, and it was just chills. And he says at the end of the video, he says, "God placed life on the other side of Fear. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. So what's an example of this? Well, this live video right now. I was afraid to show my imperfect skin, and sure, I could have gone into the bathroom and put a bunch of makeup on, but it's Sunday and I didn't fucking feel like doing that, okay? So here I am anyways, and even though I was hesitant to push the go live button, I'm working through that fear, and by the end of this, however many minutes we're on here, I guarantee you that I'm gonna be happy. I'm gonna be happy that I just jumped on and I did the damn thing anyways. And this applies to you guys too. So how about the fear of investing in yourself? How do you get over that fear? Well, invest in your damn self. Show your ego that it's okay. Show your ego that you will not die. Show that your ego that you're still safe even though you did do it. You're moving through the fear to find life on the other side. If you are afraid of being single, but you're unhappy in your relationship, how do you get over that fear? Well, go be single, girlfriend. The way out is through. In 4 months, you might have realized that that was the best decision that you ever made because you moved through the fear. You did it anyways. You processed it. You figured out why you wanted to be single and how single actually helped you heal the fear of being single. Okay, so fuck yes, right? Like, go do it. A woman wrote to me on Instagram the other day. She said, I've been following you for a while and have been considering the 21 Days of Healing program. You're right that it is so hard to invest in something like this. I guess it makes me feel guilty because I, air quotes, should be investing in IVs, doctors, supplements. Like, she's wondering maybe that's what's holding her back, like this guilt. Anyways, and then she goes on to say a little bit more. But beautiful, okay? So there's this fear showing up in her message that she sent me around investing in the emotional side of healing. You guys see that, right? You see that in her message? So there's this fear around investing in the emotional side and guilt that she's maybe taking some of what she would spend on, I don't know, vitamin D or a probiotic and instead investing it in the emotional or trying to find investment, the money for the investment in the emotional and what she's already committed to in her healing, okay? So how does she get over this fear of investing in the emotional side of healing? She does it, okay? Fear is a trigger. It's an alarm. It's a giant billboard that says, look at me. I'm trying to tell you something. And oftentimes that message on the billboard is, there's a lesson here. There's a lesson here. I was terrified to stand up to my stalker. And I actually lost sleep at night, felt this through my entire soul, my entire being. So scared, petrified to actually go get a restraining order against him. But I realized that if I didn't, I would just stay in that fear. That fear was not going to go away by doing nothing. That fear was going to remain there. And so I took action. I went to the courthouse, brought my fiance with me, and I did it anyways. Just the process of doing it was so scary to me. And I realized once I did it and I was there in the courtroom and everything, I realized that I was creating this fear all along. It was so much more intense than it ever needed to be. And on the other side of taking that action was deep, deep healing. Even if it was challenging, even if it asked me to step into the fear, even if I was afraid, remember, God placed life on the other side of fear. So ladies, I fucking love you and I want to see you vibrant and happy and healthy, but too many of us, myself included, are letting our fears hold us back. Some of us don't even know what we're afraid of. We just know that we feel stuck or we feel paralyzed in the space that we are in now. And we want to change, but we don't know how to get it, how to create it. And you can get it, you can create it through action. Take the action. Do the thing. Trust yourself. Trust your gut. What is it telling you? Listen, right now, right here today, don't wait to do it later. What is it your gut telling you right now? What fear is rustling up? What is coming to the surface? And then how can you take action on that fear today? If you're not going to do it right now, right this second, put a note in your phone, put a reminder in your phone that you're actually going to stick to. Don't wait. How can you take action on that fear right here, right now, today? I challenge you to go write this out and then reflect on it. How is fear paralyzing me in my life? How is it showing up? How is it holding me back? How can I take action on this fear today? And if you too are afraid of investing in the emotional side of healing, if you're so curious what's behind that door, but also afraid to open it, then girl, let's fucking do this. Let's stop playing small. Let's break through your blocks. Let's change your life. Let's liberate your inner feminine, your inner goddess, because you are so worthy of the life of your dreams and manifesting all of your desires. So trust that it's possible for you and take the steps in the direction of those desires through the fear. Because life is happening for you. It is all unfolding for you. These messages are just simply little triggers, alarms that are trying to get your attention, to try to get you to notice them so that you can see the lesson, you can read, decipher the message. You are not broken. All of this is healable through you, through the power of self-healing. And I want to teach you my ways of doing this, the tools that have completely changed my life. So the cart closes in just over 48 hours for my program, 21 Days of Healing, where we're breaking down 21 lessons, 21 tools for your healing toolbox that will help you step into your self-healing power and move through your fear to find life on the other side. That's all I have for you today, my loves. Thank you so much for listening, so much for tuning in. I'd love to see the reflections you have. If you go and write in your journal, write on a scrap piece of paper right now, write on a note on your phone, on your iPhone, whatever you need to do to make it happen, take the action and let me know what comes through to you. I'd love to support you further in your healing. I will see you next time. And if you're feeling that pull, you are feeling that call, 48 more hours to join us for 21 Days of Healing. We start January 16th.